Let's get ready to rumble!
Where's Dominic Byrne?
It's next door.
We need to do more questions for Kirsten Dunst. Because people have been texting in. Dominic Byrne is going to interview Kirsten Dunst today. She is the one of the stars of Spider-Man 2. She's also the star of Spider-Man 1. Will she be the star of Spider-Man 3? I don't know. Ask her if she enjoyed playing Ginga in the Spider-Man movies.
Yeah, I probably won't ask her that one, to be fair.
Right, okay.
Ask her if she likes olives.
Good, yeah.
I don't.
I saw her interviewed once. She has no sense of humour and is rude. Ask her why she's a cow to interview.
Yeah. I might, if the interview does...
Put that at the end, though.
Yeah, exactly. Put it at the end, I think.
Ask her if Peter Parker picked a peck of pickled peppers. Which peck of pickled peppers did Peter Parker pick?
I like that. I like that one, yeah.
So what's that question?
Ask if Peter Piper picked a
peck of... No, Peter Parker.
Peter Parker picked a peck of pickled...
peppers.
Yeah, I'll ask the P alliteration.
Which peck of pickled peppers did Peter Parker pick?
Yeah, exactly.
That one.
Olives and Peter Parker pickled pepper.
I love how you're writing these down. Well, typing them.
And in a slight change to the Alan Partridge classic, ask her what are her thoughts on the pedestrianisation of Swindon City Centre.
I like that. That's possibly my favourite question in the morning.
Really?
Yeah.
See the change. Is it Norwich to Swindon?
Yes.
Kirsten, if Peter Parker picked a peck of pickled peppers... Which peck of pickled peppers would Peter Parker pick?
That's nice. You're in Spider-Man 2. With that in mind, what do you think of the pedestrianisation of Swindon City Centre?
Surely it'd be Swindon Town Centre.
It would, actually, yes.
Well, it's not a city, is it?
Swindon's a town, yeah.
You're being picky.
Well, hence the name of the football club, Swindon Town, of course.
Right. The clue's in the name.
The other question as well is, recently we met her boyfriend.
Mm.
Jake
Gyllenhaal.
Gyllenhaal.
Yeah. By the sea. And Dominic and I met him, and we had a very strange conversation about hair. Strange because Dominic
doesn't have any.
Mm. He's got a note on top. Seriously, it's like a bungalow.
Where did you meet Jake?
In the relaxation area, in the green room.
Oh, here?
Yeah. Joe Wiley was interviewing him live. And we were there, and it was before I got my hair cut, and it was all big messy, and we got talking about hair. And his mate that was with him was a hair stylist, who goes, actually, I think you've got really gorgeous hair. You could do so much with this. Obviously, you just need to put some wax in and just kind of design it, maybe just trim it a little bit. But actually, I think you got a really nice thing going on. Yeah, what about my friend Dominic? Yeah, he's just a slaphead.
He didn't say that at all.
He didn't. So we got on really well with the guy, Jake Gyllenhaal, by the sea.
Gyllenhaal.
By the sea. And Kirsten Dunst goes out with him. So the question can be, we're friends with your boyfriend, right? He's not here, so do you want to come out for a drink with us later or, you know, before you go home?
Yeah.
And if you want...
What, in a flirty way?
No, you can ring your boyfriend and he'll go, yeah, those guys are swell.
Mm.
And he'll like, give us the A-OK. And then we take her out, you know, we'll take her to the horse and groom or somewhere like that.
Okay.
She'll have a couple of pints of Iyengarbrow.
Yes, and some mini poppadoms.
Those poppadom crisps.
They're nice, them.
I'm sure she'll go for that.
Yeah. I think she will, yeah. Yeah, she seems like a down-to-earth girl. Oh. Ask her, are you doing it in a hotel?
Yes.
Ask her if she's ever thrown a television out of a hotel window and would she like to try now. But, a little tip for you, unplug it first. Because Dave and I spent an hour doing that once, jarred one night.
Mm.
We couldn't work it out.
The aerial cable was still in as well.
Right, so what are the questions you've got so far for Kirsten Dunst?
Right, do you want me to go through the full list?
Yes.
Hello, how are you?
Great, I love that question.
Yeah, it's good. We never start with that one. What was it like filming with Tobey Maguire? I mean, these are all kind of fairly, you know, whatever. Is he rubbish?
Hang on, who said that?
That's Tobey Maguire. But basically, you did.
No,
you
said, I never said that.
Ask him if he's usually good. He's good at everything.
Oh, no.
Ask him if he's rubbish.
But you've got to set that up. You've got to set it up as in actors always say nice things about their co-actors.
Yeah.
You know, but you can't just say, is he rubbish?
This is just shorthand, though.
Right, okay.
You filmed in LA. Rachel's going to LA. Can she stay with you?
And I also wanted to know where to go out as well.
Oh, yeah, that was... Yeah, OK.
And if she's a member of any posh bars and restaurants...
Right.
If she's not using her membership, can Rachel borrow it while she's there?
That's great.
As long as they don't demand photo ID.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello! Morning!
name's Kirsten Dunst. I didn't go to the School of Rock, I went to Waverley High. I'm pretty tired from promoting my new movie, Spider-Man 2, in which I play Mary Jane, Spider-Man's love interest. Can I come in, please?
Lovely.
Okay, beautiful. Another question. Hong Kong Phooey.
Yep. Discuss.
That's just a question. Right. Discuss, yeah.
Number one super guy.
And then I've written Spider-Man, Spider-Man does whatever a spider can.
Right, that's spins a web any size.
Yeah, that's right. How big's your web?
No.
And
no,
why?
No.
And why?
It's not how big is your web. It's if he were to spin a web any size, what size would you like it and why?
Okay.
And she's not allowed to tell you. She has to show you.
Through the medium of dance.
That's, well, whatever.
Do you like camels? Chris saw one recently, and they were real. We met your boyfriend, Jake Gyllenhaal. Oh, you don't have to tell him. She knows what his name is. Cool. Would you like to go out for a drink with me and Chris, as he's not here? Give him the phone and everything will be fine.
Yes.
Question from Dave. Do you like olives?
Because I don't. Because Dave doesn't.
Because Dave doesn't, yeah.
No, because I know a lot of people that don't like olives.
I like the fact you justify why you put that question in.
Maybe we ought to ask her if she likes Marmite.
Yes.
Where does she stand on that debate?
Oh,
and Peter Peckle, and pedestrianisation of Swindon Town Centre, and have you ever thrown a television out the window? And if so, don't forget to unplug the aerial.
Well, I think this is going to be the greatest interview you and she have ever done.
It has potential, doesn't it?
I think so, yeah. And what time are you doing that today?
Quite late, about 3:30.
Don't forget to get a photo of you two together, and don't forget to tell her the gag that we've been doing for the last year is photos on the knees with your shoes sticking out. You know that one? Where pretend to be a midget, sorry, vertically challenged
investigative
person.
Dwarf.
Yeah. Yeah, spider dwarf.
Oh, I wish we'd done that all the way through. That'd have been brilliant.
Why don't you do the interview on your knees? No, but with your shoes sticking out, pretending you're a small person.
But listen, but get the photo at the start of the interview, not the end, because when they manhandle you out of there, you won't get anything.
I just we do this with all the stars.
I can't wait until you turn up for the interview and her staff going, yes, you next? Yeah, what's the name? Dominic Byrne.
Oh, you. Ah, Camel Man.
Oh, well, anyway, good luck with that. We'll hear the results tomorrow. Meanwhile, Rachel!